We're at Church Square on the corner of Ackland Street and Eildon Road. This is stop number 9 on our tour. The church's foundation stone was laid in 1854 and the building completed in 1857. At that time, most of the surrounding land was occupied by large estates. This church square would have been the focal point of the area, used for social and religious gatherings. The square's Moreton Bay fig trees were probably planted not too long after the church was built. Once you've taken in the surroundings, continue walking away from Port Phillip Bay along Eildon Road, which borders Church Square. On your left, you'll see a variety of blocks of flats. They stand on the grounds of another of the area's former great mansions, Inverleith. Built in 1868, Inverleith had 35 main rooms and extensive gardens covering 3 acres. All the flats you'll see on your way down to number 15 Eildon Road were built on the grounds of Inverleith. In 1888, the architect William Pitt added a large ballroom that was apparently a huge success and designed in the style of Moorish architecture. Keep walking down Eildon Road and stop opposite number 15. As you view the various blocks of flats to the left of number 15, listen to historian Seamus O'Hanlon as he explains how large mansions such as Inverleith ultimately became unviable.
The subdivision of the land, this has a number of reasons, but the most important is shortage of servants. When Australia industrialises just after World War I, it becomes a huge issue. If you're a young woman, the factory starts at 8 o'clock and it finishes at 4. If you're a domestic servant, you start work at 6 or 5 or 4 and you keep going to 11 at night. So young working class women flee to the factory as fast as they can. What that does, of course, is means that the big mansions are unworkable. Those mansions can only work when they've got an army of servants. By the 1920s, those places are just redundant. So you've got these big empty houses on these big blocks of land. What do you do with them?
Inverleith, like many of St Kilda's mansions, was converted to a boarding house at the turn of the century, catering to an upmarket, slightly bohemian clientele.
Inverleith is really interesting because it was a sort of a bohemian boarding house. Now, I found reference to someone whose uncle lived there, and this woman spends a lot of time talking about her uncle, who was flamboyant and who was a confirmed bachelor and all this sort of stuff. Now, I don't know whether these people today realise this, but confirmed bachelor is a euphemism for gay. Inverleith and other boarding houses like it in St Kilda were havens for gay men. They could live quite comfortably there, and obviously there were tolerant landladies.
Inverleith was ultimately demolished to make way for apartments. This shift from mansions to boarding houses to flats was one symptom of St Kilda's changing demographics in the early part of the 20th century.
By the 1920s, there's a beginning to be an idea that boarding houses are no longer respectable. What this means is that respectable young women are moving out, but there's also an emerging group of middle-class people who used to live as couples in these places are moving out. Now, they're moving into flats. As the sort of the wealthier move out of boarding houses, the rooms become cheaper to rent. Landlords make the decision, well, it's not worth my while. The boarding houses were then demolished to become flats.
Historian Seamus O'Hanlon. Keep walking down Eildon Road, past the corner with Inverleith Court. Eildon Road came about as a result of the subdivision of two other large St Kilda estates, Eildon and Mittagong. Eildon, which still stands facing Grey Street, had its grounds subdivided in 1922, and the houses on your right were built on that land in the 1920s and 30s, in different styles of the interwar period. The buildings on your left were built on the grounds of Mittagong. Mittagong was demolished in the 1930s, and the land was bought by developers who built the blocks of flats still standing today. Let's continue on until we stop at number 28 Eildon Road.